Welcome to Safe Money Retirement Radio with your host, Tim Wood. Tim is a retirement and income specialist, certified financial fiduciary, and founder of SafeMoneyRetirement.com, primarily serving Western North Carolina, East Tennessee, and Southwest Virginia. But he's sought after nationally for his expertise in helping people secure their retirements. Mr. Wood is a licensed life insurance professional in multiple states and specializes in working with people who are near retirement and those who are already retired with wealth management, income planning, and asset protection strategies. And now, here to talk with you about securing your retirement, your host, Tim Wood.
Thank you for joining me this week. I'm Tim Wood, host of Safe Money Retirement Radio. I specialize in asset and retirement protection and income planning. Have you ever asked yourself, what is the purpose of money? When I ask my listeners, what's the purpose of money, I get a lot of different answers. One of my listeners answered the question by telling me they wanted their money to grow. Now, is that the purpose of money, to grow? Everybody wants their money to grow, just like no one wants to lose their money, but growth is a function of money, not a purpose. I'm going to let you in on a big secret. I will tell you the purpose of money, and I bet you have never heard anybody tell you this. But before I do, now would be a great time to call for a complimentary copy of my Safe Money Retirement book and information kit. If you want your money to grow with a purpose, why not have it grow at a guaranteed rate of up to 7% compounded for a lifetime of income you cannot outlive? Fixed indexed annuities are contracts that may have optional income riders. These riders may guarantee income for the rest of your life based on the claim-paying ability of highly rated insurance carriers. It would help if you learned more about how to insure your retirement against a very significant risk called longevity risk. In other words, running out of money before you run out of life. To find out more, call us now at 844-905-SAFE. Again, my number is 844-905-7233. So what is the purpose of money? It's very simple, yet very profound. If you understand what I'm about to explain, you may be able to live out your retirement with less stress and more peace of mind than you ever thought possible. Now, there's only two purposes for money. Only two. No more, no less. The first purpose is living, and the second purpose is death. Now, I bet you've never heard that before. There's a good chance everyone you've listened to or taken advice from has tried to tell you about growing your money, but has never told you about the purpose of your money. So what does that mean? A purpose for living or a purpose for death? Well, when I say that one purpose for money is living, I mean you will use the money while you're alive. In our business, we call that income. No matter how you look at it, if you spend the money while you're alive, you're taking income from that money for the purpose of living. When I say that another purpose of money is for death, that means you will use that money once you're gone. We call that in my business legacy. In other words, you will pass the money on to your heirs after you're gone. It's critical that your retirement plan considers the importance of creating strategies for the purpose of living. Some strategies work better for income, and others work better for legacy. The ideal design allows you to maximize your income while protecting your legacy, just in case you don't live as long as you hope to. That is why you should call me now at 844-905-SAFE. That's 844-905-7233. I'm an expert at helping my clients create a plan that maximizes the benefit for the purposes of both living and death. Fixed indexed annuities may be a great option for these benefits. They offer the potential to have interest credited based upon the performance of an external index. Now, methods for crediting interest differ among products and carriers, so it's essential for you to understand all the details so you can make a wise decision for your specific situation. You can call me now or 24/7 for a free copy of the Safe Money Retirement Book and Information Kit. Again, my number is 844-905-SAFE. That's 844-905-7233. So as I said, there are only two purposes for money: spending the money while you're alive or leaving the money to those you leave behind. By far the most significant purpose of money is income. It is one thing not to leave your beneficiaries any money when you're gone, but it's a disaster to outlive your money. In fact, studies show that outliving retirement income is more feared than death in some cases. Now, if the purpose of your money is living, there are only two plans for that purpose. One is called a plan for death, and the other is called a plan for life. Now, what is a plan for death when it comes to your retirement income? Here it is. You save up your money and invest it in something that provides a hypothetical, non-guaranteed rate of return or a very short-term guaranteed rate of return. In other words, you have no guarantee for long-term growth. You might hope for 7% compounded growth, but after fees, market turndowns, rate expirations, and so forth, you have no idea what kind of return you will get over a long period, say 10, 15, 20 years. You don't even know if you will get to keep what you've earned on paper because the next market crash could be right around the corner. You save up your money, hoping it grows, and then at the point you decide to retire, you start drawing income from your accounts. Now, my question is this: how much do you draw out? 4%? 3%? Or do you draw out the amount you need and hope for the best? The problem with this plan is that your hypothetical growth is combined with an arbitrary spend down of your retirement accounts. You have no idea if that plan will work because you don't know how long you will live. That's why I call that type of plan an if-come plan. There's just far too many ifs for your retirement. If you die sooner than you thought, you spend too little. If you live longer than you thought, you might run out of money before dying. For this plan to have a high degree of success, you need to plan on dying by a certain age. That's why I call it a plan for death or an if-come plan. Do you want a plan based on dying or a plan based on living? In a second, I'm going to tell you about a plan for life, but if you would like to avoid a plan that requires you to die for it to work, then give me a call at 844-905-SAFE. That's 844-905-7233. I don't think people want a retirement plan that requires them to die early, but that's what many retired people have. Now, why is that? It's because when the market goes up, then at some point it must come down. If you're invested in the market and it crashes just before or during your retirement years, it could create the potential of running out of money before you run out of life. This is called sequential rate of return risk, and is something you should be concerned about. I have a chart that demonstrates this risk and a bunch of other risks, so ask me about it when you call. That's 844-905-7233. I hope you've enjoyed Safe Money Retirement Radio this week. Unfortunately, we're out of time today. Thanks for listening, and until next time at the same time, I'm Tim Wood reminding you to stay safe so you can step into a secure future.
You've been listening to Safe Money Retirement Radio with your host, Tim Wood. Find out how to contractually guarantee that your hard-earned money is safe while avoiding market loss so you can have the retirement that you deserve. Call Tim Wood now for your complimentary Safe Money Retirement Book and Information Kit at 844-905-SAFE. That's 844-905-7233. Or contact Tim online at safemoneyretirement.com. The preceding information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. Surrender charges apply to base annuity contracts. Optional lifetime income benefit riders are used to calculate lifetime payments only and are not available for cash surrender or a death benefit unless specified in the annuity contract. The tax consequences of annuity income should be considered with the help of a licensed tax professional. Listeners should be aware of IRS penalties for withdrawing funds from an annuity before age 59 and a half. Fees may apply. Annuity guarantees are based on the insurance company's financial strength and claims paying ability. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified licensed professional. Obviously, by calling us now, you are taking just the first step towards protecting your retirement. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Rates and returns mentioned on this program may vary based on state availability and are subject to change without notice.